Cam FM 97.2. May bumps.
M4.
So all boats got away cleanly in the top division, as you'd expect. So we had all the top ones through to Keys get away cleanly. Keys are now within about one length of Hamilton M2. That's the closest out of any of the boats passing me so far. Behind them we have six Suffolks who have pulled out to about three lengths in front of Downing. Downing are being gained on very quickly by Modulin M3, who are within one length, already on a whistle. And Anglia Roskin also gaining on Modulin, so that's one to watch, because you've got Modulin sandwiched in between Anglia Roskin and Downing, with either boat looking if they bump at any moment. Back to you.
Daisy sees fashion.
Yes, I'm at first post corner, and I've already seen Claire Hall and one pull across, so it looks like Jesus M3 have bumped them. I've also seen Corpus and King jump up. There seems to be sort of
cluster
of boats coming around the grassy corner. It looks like we could have quite a few bumps in about the first five boats.
Back to me.
What can you see, Shem?
Keys have just bumped Homerton just before they reached the post. And boats are continuing to filter through. Now we've got Selwyn, who just a length clear of first to third, who are moving quite rapidly. I think they may catch them before first post. And bringing up the rear, Queen, who looked so good on the roll-up, have fallen to about 3.5-4 lengths behind first and third. So
Molly,
with first and third gaining on Selwyn, it looks like Queens are going to have to row the length of the course.
Right, back so I am at Brassy, and they've just gone round the corner. Claire M3 looking like they're going to bump Kings M2. That is one for Alex to tell us about. Alex, can you see if Claire M3 bumps Kings?
I can confirm that Claire have just bumped Kings. Kings just rode over, and Claire obviously is very happy with that. Roughly just halfway as Wolfson M2 comes
out. Back to me.
Back to Molly. Anything going on by you?
Yeah, back.
Back to Sam.
Yeah, we've got first and third have got overlap from Selwyn, and Selwyn has just conceded, with first and third catching them just before the first post. A brilliant row from first and third, who shot out of the box, and Selwyn picked the top.
Daisy, what can you see?
So at first corner, I've got multiple crews pulling in. So Downing and Maudlin have just pulled in next to me, so I assume that Maudlin and M3 have bumped Downing and you might be able to hear the three tiers going on. And I've also had Anglia Ruskin M1 pull in with Selwyn behind them, so it looks like Selwyn M3 have bumped Anglia Ruskin M1. Molly, do you have any updates?
So up at Grassy, we've had a lot of boats. Since we had the Claire M3 bumping Kings M2, but since that, we haven't had any other bumps that I have seen. Alex, can you see anything else?
I've just had a lot of boats row past me. So we've had Corpus Christi M2 are looking like they're going to row us. There are a lot of clear water there. Wolfson M2, St. Cat's M3, Hughes Hall M2, and St. Emmons M2 are all quite close to each other. I don't know whether we'll have a bump on the long reach. I'm following them down now. While I do that, Bolly, is there anything else going on by you?
Sam. Okay, so Keys bumped Homerton before the first post, and I'm joined by their coach, Michael Gard, now. So what were your thoughts on the race?
Sam, I'm only a standing coach for Casper. However, they were very rapid. A lot of these guys have worked very hard, only narrowly missing out on Keys M2, and they're just delighted now.
Congratulations, and enjoy the road there. Yeah, back to you guys in the studio.
Molly, what can you see on the riverside? I think we're still waiting for results for St. Catharines and Wolfson and St. Edmunds and Hughes Hall. Molly, are you there?
To Alex.
Go to Alex. Alex, what can you see?
Right, Alex here. I am cycling along the wrong reach, and it looks like we're going to have a last-minute bump from Hughes Hall on St. Catharines M3. They have got visible overlap right now. It is a matter of moments before the bump is called. St. Catharines are looking beaten. Hughes Hall are looking very invincible. This must be a bump. Come on. I literally, probably half a length overlap now. I'm not quite sure how this. The cops have conceded, so that is a bump from Hughes Hall's M2 on St. Catharines M1 on the long reach. Meanwhile, we've got Corpus Christi M2 and Wolfson M2 rowing on, as are St. Edmunds M2. Back to you, Molly.
Thank you very much, Alex. So I think that I'm wondering if anyone knows what happened with Sydney, Sydney Sussex M2. If they're on the side. Daisy, can you see anything back down where you are?
So I haven't seen Sydney Sussex M2, but I can see first and third M4. Well, I can see first and third putting foliage in there, which is a bit confusing, as I saw Selwyn M3 bump Angry Ruskin M1, so it looks like something more complicated might have actually happened there, because we've got Angry Ruskin M1, Selwyn M3, and first, third all pulled to the side, and it's only first and third with foliage. So I'm going to try and find out more to you on that.
Right, well, I think in the meantime, I can give a rundown of the bumps that we think have occurred. So, Jesus M3 bumping Clare Hall M1. Kings M2, no, Clare M3 bumping Kings M2, with Corpus M2 running over. Wolfson M2 running over. Hughes Hall bumping St Catherine's M3. St Edmund's M2 rowing over. Homerton M2 being bumped by Keys M3. Sydney Sussex, we're assuming, rode over. Maudlin M3 bumped Darling M3. And Angry Ruskin, we think, might have rode over. First and third M4 bumping Selwyn M3.
Can you tell me why?
So I think back to you in the studio, Lydia, and we'll have some official results.